Bill Smith's Cafe left McKinney in 2022, but the historic restaurant reopened in the town of Van Alstyne. Initially scheduled to reopen in fall 2023, Bill Smith's Cafe opened this week with a line out the door. According to the Dallas Morning News, when Bill Smith opened at 5 a.m., about 30 people were waiting to be served. By 6 a.m., the restaurant was packed. Before its permanent closure, Local Profile visited Bill Smith's in McKinney. Established in 1956, the restaurant delighted patrons with country classics and breakfast staples. Adorned with a county plaque at its entrance, the cafe proudly claimed the title of Collin County's oldest family-owned eatery. Its long-standing legacy was a testament to its enduring significance in the community. Bill and Jeanette Smith first opened their cafe in the middle of a cotton patch. Starting as a humble one-room establishment with a grill at its heart, customers would gather around to witness the culinary magic unfold. A generous heap of bacon was a staple, available at any hour, even when the doors swung open at 4 a.m. each morning. Smith's children were actively involved in the restaurant's operations. Bill Smith Jr. took the reins at the McKinney location. But on July 31, 2022, the restaurant bid farewell to its patrons. Yet, the history of Bill Smith's Cafe is far from over. Now located at 233 E. Jefferson Street in downtown Van Alstyne, Bill Smith's restaurant is now in neighboring Grayson County. The location formerly housed a cleaner and boasts historical significance as the former site of L.P. Welker Harness and Buggy Shop, a distinguished wagon wheel repair business dating back to the early 1900s. Despite the location change, the new establishment will carry on the rich legacy of the McKinney site. The iconic 1950s neon sign that graced the exterior of the McKinney restaurant for decades will find its new home at the new location. This article was originally published on February 6, 2024.